Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big morning, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Today we have a person on the show, a Mrs. Kimberly Marshall, and she's going to tell you guys some things that you really need to understand about life in general. Kimberly, are you there?
I'm here, Big. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It was so refreshing to meet you and hear your story, and it made me think about how your story needs to be out there, and people need to have a real understanding of what's needed. You know, not in the, only in their life, but in their afterlife. So, before we get started, though, I want you to let everybody know how to reach you. What is the best way to contact you?
Okay, the best way to contact me is my cell phone is area code 216-390-3745. My email is marshallmagicgroup@gmail.com. That's Marshall, MARSHALL, magic, MAGIC, group, GROUP, @gmail.com. And the website is www.yourfinalexpenses.net. That's your final expenses with an S.net.
Wow, and I'm glad that you chose to do the website last, because that's exactly what our tough topic is going to be on today, is your final expenses. Kim, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from? And then we'll get into the questions that they need to hear.
Okay, no problem. I'd love to. I am a licensed life insurance agent. I've been licensed for over 13 years. I'm licensed in life, health, and annuities and disability. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, but I currently live in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. I've been in Charlotte, this is going on my fourth year. I started in the health insurance industry. I've mainly been in health insurance for about 20 years, and I made the shift full-time to life insurance and final expenses, in particular in the last 4 years. I have a BS in management, and I have a master's degree, an MBA, with a specialty in healthcare management. I'm the proud mother of Michael, Camila, and Layla, and the proud grandmother of Carson, who's 2 years old. I was married for about 20 years. I am divorced and single now. I did hear you say Mrs. It is Ms. now.
Well, I'm sorry. My MS is Mrs. All right.
And I am currently building a life insurance agency here in North Carolina in the Charlotte area, and I'm a part of a bigger agency, the Eric Howard Group. And our specialty is final expense life insurance and helping those at the end of life type expenses. When we talk about final expenses, we're talking about things like, of course, your funeral and or cremation. We're also talking about helping the family pre-plan, or actually our clients pre-plan what it is that they want to happen. And we believe when you pre-plan, you get rid of a lot of confusion, chaos, and conflict by doing that.
Right.
So my passions have really grown towards this area or this industry, because there is such a huge need for what we provide, and a lack of knowledge, and the importance of being prepared for what a time that we know is coming.
You know, when I met you, one of the things that really struck me in relation to this business and the conversation is how you were able to help those who felt as if they had no help. And I know that when we look at insurance as a whole, we weren't never told to kind of focus on that which you're going to be explaining to us. And I thought about how many people that could have been helped but didn't really know that the help was out there and they had been turned down. Can you share one of those stories with our listeners?
Oh, absolutely. I want to back up a little bit. So in the interest of full disclosure, I am an African-American female. And one of the things that I've seen while working in this business is there's a lack of trust between the African-American community and life insurance companies in general. And I understand, based on the history of this lack of trust, and why a lot of people don't necessarily turn to insurance, especially in our community, because of our history. Back in the 60s, life insurance companies would charge African-Americans more than they would our white counterparts. A lot of times, agents would collect premium from grandma, come and pick up the premium. Back in the day, we were called debit agents. And then when grandma died and the family went to go file those claims, there would be no insurance. So laws were put into place where the insurance companies could no longer discriminate based on race. If you notice, anybody who filled out an application lately, there's no race questions on the application. There's just four basic things: gender, age, health issues, and whether you use tobacco or not. So having said that, there's a lack of trust, I believe, in the African-American community for insurance companies, when a lot of times that's our best vehicle to take care of our final expenses. So one of the things why I've gotten my passion about this is really to educate people, and especially in our community, about the importance of being prepared. And recently, I've actually had the experience of helping people since I've been in this business who have, we specialize in helping people that are older, that are sicker, that have health issues. A lot of times life insurance is difficult to get because of health issues, but our company actually helps people in spite of health issues. I recently was able to help a lady 2 years ago when she took out an application with us. She had cancer. No other company would even consider covering her, but our company did. And her mom, she passed away back in October of 2014, and our company paid the full benefit. And her daughter recently called me and thanked me because the insurance that she previously had was about to lapse. She didn't even understand that. By sitting with me, we were able to get her another policy that would cover her. So I felt like that made me feel like what I'm doing definitely is worth it because we are able to help people who otherwise may not get any help.
Wow. So let's say we wanted to talk right now about pre-planning for our final expenses, what type of conversation would you have with me? I'm an African-American male, and 47, basically good health. You know, I don't smoke, rarely drink, and I'm pretty healthy, I guess I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So what other things would you want to know from me, and how will also my health may affect my policy? Like if I'm in bad health and I smoke, is my policy going to be 70% higher than someone else's? Or how would that work? What would your conversation be with me?
Well, that's a fantastic question. The thing with life insurance is that it's not a one-size-fits-all. Like I was telling you, we take into consideration four basic things: your health, your gender, your age, and whether you use tobacco. Statistically, women live longer than men, so men's policies or their premiums can tend to be higher, even if they are the same age as their female counterpart. Tobacco, use of tobacco makes you a higher risk, so that can inflate or raise or rate up what we call an insurance, your premium. The type of conversation that I always have with my clients when I sit down with them, the first thing we want to know is what their goals are. Why do they want life insurance? Everybody is different. Sometimes people want to leave money for a loved one. Sometimes they want to pay for their final expenses. Sometimes it's just different things that people's goals. So it's very important. My job is to find out what the goals are and why do people want life insurance. And after I find out that reason, I tailor make their plan or their policy based on what their goals are. I would say 95% of my clients, because in this market, we really, our niche market is baby boomers, the 40 to 85. So 95% of my clients usually want to be able to pay for their final expenses or their funeral. So that's usually their number one goal. And their reason is because they don't want to leave a burden on their family. So
right.
I start asking, what type of service do you want? Because that would dictate to me how much coverage to give them. A funeral is a lot more expensive than a cremation. So depending on what the client wants, I'll tailor make a plan to that. And we'll start talking about those types of things. You know, what funeral home do you want to use? Where do you want to be buried? What type of flowers do you want? What type of casket? A lot of times people, especially the younger you are, not prepared to have that conversation. But I would suggest that it's never too early to have that conversation, because death does not discriminate. Death doesn't care how old, young, rich, poor, man, woman, black, white. It does not matter. Rich, poor, we're all going to die one day. In the words of one of my wisest clients that I had, he said, none of us are getting out of here alive. So we should all be having that conversation. So in response to your question, I would always ask, number one, what your goals are. What are you trying to accomplish? And then the second part would be to have the conversation about what do you want to happen when you pass away, because it could be a big burden on your family, number one, if there's no funding,
right,
and number two, if there's no plan.
You know, so many times we always plan for our future and what we want to accomplish, and I think that would be a great conversation to have is, you know, what about after, you know, you planned everything, you've reached your goals, then, you know, what's next? Because just like you say, nobody's going to make it out of here alive. So
that's right.
Just thinking about that, you know, our time is going to come. And just imagining when you were, you know, telling me the different things about how a person can go and say, okay, well, it's almost like you can set up a shop, end-of-life shop. It's like, okay, well, these are the flowers. And, you know, to get people more comfortable with the fact that, you know, it's going to end, and have them just picking up those different things and, you know, based on their popularity or, you know, how many people they think might come to the funeral or, you know, just like you said, it's really kind of like one of those topics that you don't want to talk about, but you have to. So when you have to approach people, like, and I know you just don't look at people like, oh, this guy looks like he's going to be dead in a day or two. how do you kind of, you know, get into those conversations when you're out in the field and it's maybe something that's cold, you know, not a warm call, a cold lead?
Well, it's funny that you would say I don't look at people and say you look like you're going to be dead. Actually, I do look for signs. But
like, it's a good prospect. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah. I mean, and even though I'm laughing, I actually do. Sometimes I see people in wheelchairs with oxygen, those types of things, because I know we have something that can actually help them. There are people. A lot of times those people think I can't get any coverage because I got major health issues.
Right.
I was in a senior community the other day. I was on the elevator with a lady in a wheelchair. And I this is what I ordinarily do. I will just introduce myself to people. And it's not necessarily because I can see they have issues. Definitely
right.
People in wheelchairs, those type of things. But just when I'm out in the community, I'll introduce myself to them. I hand them my card. My card says a lot. It says Funeral Advantage. life insurance, and people will see that, and sometimes that's a conversation starter. And when I saw the lady on the elevator, I handed her my card, introduced myself to her, told her what I do, and that we cover everybody. And she didn't believe me. She said, no, I've been trying to get life insurance for the longest. Nobody will cover me. I set up an appointment with her and went and sat down with her, and I was able to give her some coverage. So when I'm out in the community, and we believe this deeply in our agency, and it's just ingrained in me, in my heart, to try to help people, and that's what we really do. We don't really even consider ourselves. I don't consider myself a life insurance agent. I consider myself a community ambassador. One of our managers says that. You know, we get to educate people for free and get what we like to do. We do what we get paid, actually, to be volunteers to do what we like to do. So a conversation really would just start from me introducing myself and then asking the question, do you have any coverage for when that time comes? What I try to do is shift the focus from you having life insurance to you thinking about what's going to happen to your family when you don't have it, how they're going, what they have to deal with when you pass away, going to that funeral home with no money and no plan is devastating. So I always try to shift the focus from you need to have life insurance and you got to pay a premium, because, of course, now they're thinking, okay, she's trying to sell me, she's trying to make me buy some life insurance. But no, what I ask is, what's going to happen when you pass away? What's going to happen with your family? Are you leaving something for them to be able to be prepared, because they're already going to be, what I say, jacked up when you pass away. They're already going to be suffering from the grief of losing you. So why you want to make sure you want to lessen that burden as much as possible, because that's really what it's about. Life insurance is for the living. It's for those who we leave behind. Being prepared for that inevitable time that's coming is consideration for those who we're going to leave behind, and that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, that's true, and I can see and tell that just from that initial meeting that you're definitely a people person. And what drew me to want to interview you was that I could see that it was more than a job to you, because you were kind of instructing people, and you were passionate about it, you know. And that's what we look for, to have people to come on our show that is really their passion and what they're doing, that they have a love for it and feel that they're actually, you know, bringing change. And I saw all of those issues, and I'm sure everyone that was around you did. We have a number of listeners on the line right now. And, guys, I'm going to just choose one of you who've been on for a decent amount of time. If you have a comment, you know, of course, you can make a comment. If you want to ask her a question, ask a question. Let's try to keep it, you know, to maybe a two-minute minimum. So who I'm going to go with is this 919-400 number. So 919-400. We just like you to state your name, where you're from. If you have a comment or a question, that's fine. And you are on the air live right now, 919-400.
Hi, Kim. This is Bambi Hill. I am one of your co-workers. I was just listening in on the conversation. You've done a great job. And that's really all I want to say. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for listening in.
Oh, yeah. You've done a great job presenting what we do and how we do it. Fantastic job. That's all I really wanted to say. And keep doing a great job.
Thanks, girl.
All right, so that's Bambi, a co-worker. I'd like to thank you for that. Might even have a chance to ask someone else. That was so short. So we have another caller, one of the last callers that came on the line, 336 area code 512. So 336-512. So if you have a comment, please make a comment or question. Just state your name and where you're from. You're on air.
Yes, my name is Bob. I am in the Burlington, North Carolina area. And I had a question for Kim. I wanted to know about you know, I've been listening to everything you're saying, and it's very educational. And I was wanting to know about, do you do any type of workshops or anything, like for churches? Because, you know, I was wanting to get together some of the other pastors that I know, because a lot of people are passing away in churches and leaving the church to pay for funerals and things like that, and we obviously do not want to do those things. And just want to know, do you speak at any engagement like that, if we was to try to have you come to one of the churches or anything like that?
Well, Bob, thanks a lot. That was an excellent question, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it just reminded me that absolutely these are, we do the free educational workshops. It's part of our community outreach. It's part of our way of giving back. So we actually do go to churches. I have done quite a few churches here in the Charlotte area, have relationships with some of the bigger churches, the AME Zion churches, the Baptist churches. And basically what we do is go in, we speak to the members about the importance. It's a two-part workshop. Part is we do talk about the different types of life insurance, whole life, term, that type of thing, and what they're good for. The second part, which is most of our big focus, is the pre-planning portion of it. Pastors love for us to come in and talk to their members about them, educating them about it, because, of course, a lot of times when someone passes away in the congregation, family members go to the church or to the pastor wanting money, they, you know, pass the hat in order to pay for the funeral. So absolutely, we do have those educational workshops. All of the agents in our agency across the state are familiar with doing the workshops and have expertise in doing them. So I would be more than happy to get your information. So please contact me with the information that I gave at the beginning of the show. You can call my cell phone, 216-390-3745, and I'd be more than happy to help you get that set up.
All right, so,
Thank you so much. Great.
All right, so and while we're at that, why don't you get out your entire contact information again for our listeners?
Okay. My cell phone number is area code 216-390-3745. My email is marshallmagicgroup@gmail.com. And the website is www.yourfinalexpenses.com, expenses with an S. That was a great question.
Okay, and we have so many callers on the line, but some, if we were to take everyone, we wouldn't have enough time for you to maybe cover some of the other things that you wanted to cover. And I have a couple of questions for you also.
Okay.
When you first decided to get into this business, what was some of the things that you had to overcome in order to, you know, get to your level of success? Because even though we haven't talked about that, each year you have become more and more successful. What would you say were some of the things that you had to overcome?
I would say the first thing I had to overcome was my own mindset, my own wanting to, what I call being on the plantation, and not to offend anybody who works a W-2, just for me, that wasn't for me. But for a long time, my mindset was, I need to have a regular paycheck. I got to work for somebody else. I've always wanted to be my own boss, own my own business. And my employer actually was the catalyst for me to get into this. I got terminated from my job in 2009. So it was a sink or swim or do or die. And actually, I'm very grateful that they did. At the time, I didn't see it because, of course, now I'm not working. Also, I would say one of the biggest obstacles sometimes in this business with having success is the very thing that you talk about, not having the passion for what you do. So you have to like what it is that you do in order to be successful. If you do anything just to make money, you're going to have a hard time, because if the money isn't coming, you're probably going to quit. So you have to find something that excites you, that gives you passion. And for most of us, if we don't even understand this, I believe that God gives us the will and the desire to want to help people. I think it was the guy who owns Virgin Records. I saw one of his quotes. He said, if you're not in business to help somebody, you might as well not be in business at all. Mm. So the underlying mindset really has to be that you want to help people. And then everything else really kind of falls in place. I found this, where actually this business found me. I got a call from one of the representatives who we're actually business partners now. Shout out to Richard Baldwin. And he showed me this business and how beneficial it is to other people. I mean, literally a couple of times he had to come hold my hand and show me. After it clicked with me, ever since then I haven't really looked back. So I think the biggest obstacle, of course, is our own self, our own mindset. The other thing is finding what it is that you like and what you know, makes your juices flow, what you have passion about. I really believe the rest will fall into place.
Wow, so this is a great niche market that you've tapped into. And I do understand that earlier you said that you were building a team. So I'm assuming that for those who are maybe looking for, you know, an employment change or a life change, they could also just reach you by that same contact information and get in touch with you about that, correct?
Absolutely. There's a saying about niches. There's riches in the niches. So if anybody's looking for this opportunity, absolutely contact me. We have a great team that we work with. We have a great team of management that provides the training, the know-how. We show you how to do this. If you have passion, if you like people, and especially our niche is the baby boomer, the senior market. So if you like working with seniors, and helping people, this could be the best opportunity, one of the best opportunities you take advantage of. The startup cost is minimal. You do need to be licensed. The state of North Carolina requires that we have a license. So they do provide the mechanism where you can get pre-licensed. We help with that process as well. And so, yes, please, anybody who's interested, you definitely give me a call, and we can help get you started. It'll change your life. It definitely changed mine.
That's great. And that's what we're about here on thinkbigradio.com, is providing interviews that are life-changing with big thinkers such as Kimberly Marshall. That's Ms. Kimberly Marshall. And who would you like to thank?
I would like to thank, first and foremost, God. I know a lot of people think that's cliche, but it's absolutely true. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be who I am. And I wouldn't be blessed and be able to do what I do. Of course, my parents. My mother has given me the work ethic and the drive to do what I do. My children for supporting me. And then my whole team, the EH group, the Eric Howard group, who I know a lot of are listening right now. We're all business partners, and we do this together. Richard Baldwin got me started. Eric Howard is a great leader for our group. Melissa Bodie, Noah Davis, Linda Orozco. If I'm leaving you out, it's not on purpose. I just want to say thank you to all you guys for your love and your support and listening in this morning. Thank you.
There you go, everybody. You've heard it from a great, truly passionate big thinker, God, family, friends. Thank you all for continuing to listen to thinkbigradio.com, spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com, and this is the end of the episode. So, thank you all.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success, makes us successful.